Welcome to the Diva Shop Podcast. Good afternoon, everyone. It's Monday, October 22nd. Whew, sorry it's been so long since the last podcast. I've got a lot going on right now. I've got some four really cool blogs to share with you. Five. Technically websites, four really cool blogs, and one really cool vlog. It's a YouTube vlog. It's awesome. And I'm also going to share with you my e.l.f. Cosmetics reviews. I did them on my blog already a while back, but for those of you who haven't read my blog, you'll get those too. So, stay tuned for the D-roll. Okay, the first blog I'm going to mention is at manchesterlooks.blogspot.com, and this blog's all about street style, and it's sort of in the same vein as the Sartorialist in that the blogger Santa Burger takes snapshots of people on the street, so that's interesting. Then there's 50rx3.blogspot.com. This blog is all about creating new and stylish items with either stuff you already have or found objects, and put simply, it's about recycling. The blog description says pursuing the crossroads of style and sustainability, so that's what that one is about. And then the next three are all members of the Fab Bloggers Network, which is a blogging network that I started. It's at FABBLOGGERS, fabbloggers.ning.com. So if you're a fashion or beauty blogger, go check that out. Anyway, the first one that's a member is the couture doll, .blogspot.com. And she's a fairly new member of the Fab Bloggers Network. And her blog says that she is insanely excited about everything couture. So, this blog looks really promising. Check it out. Then, another member of Fab Bloggers is Glam and Tonic, which is another interesting and promising blog to look at. So, take a look at it. Now, again, another member of Fab Bloggers is a YouTube vlog. It's at uk.youtube.com/... Oh, I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Panacea 81. It's spelled P-A-N-A-C-E-A. And then 81. So uk.youtube.com/Panacea81. Again, she's another member of Fab Bloggers, and she's got a really great YouTube vlog that's all about makeup and makeup application. Lauren does a whole slew of looks that mostly focus on the eyes, including some really vibrant look-at-me makeup looks. You gotta check it out. It's really cool. Okay, I'll do a quick rundown of the URLs. First one is manchesterlooks.blogspot.com. The second one is 50rx3.blogspot.com. The next one after that is thecouturedoll.blogspot.com. And the next one is Glam and Tonic, all ran together, and not an ampersand, it's and spelt out. glamandtonic.blogspot.com. And then after that is uk.youtube.com/panacea81. So go check those out. Let me know what you think. Hope you like. Okay, now it's time for the soapbox. This is going to be a pretty short episode today. I'm just doing the Diva Roll and the e.l.f. Cosmetics reviews for the soapbox today. Hopefully next time I'll have a bit of a longer episode for you. I'm sorry. I'll try to do better next time. Things have been just really crazy, but I'll go ahead and get into the reviews. Now, the first thing I got from e.l.f. is their nail polish remover pads. And this was great. One pad cleaned all 10 of my nails, and it didn't take a whole lot of doing either. And not to mention, it doesn't have that harsh smell that most nail polish removers have. It didn't have that. It had a very light scent to it. So that was really good. I was happy with that. The other thing I got was the Super Glossy Lip Shine at SPF 15 in Pink Kiss and Watermelon. And the Pink Kiss really is just a kiss of pearlescent pink, which is really pretty. I like this a lot. And then Watermelon is a somewhat darker shade of pink, not that dark, but it's a little bit darker, and it's very pretty. I think I like Pink Kiss better, but I really like both of these. They're both pretty. Then the next thing I got, is Hyper Shine Lip Gloss, and I got this in Flirt and Vixen. Now, Flirt is a very sheer, bright pink and very pretty, but I think I like Vixen better. Vixen is a very sheer, bright red color. It adds more of a pop of color to the lips, even though it's very sheer, but it's really pretty. Now, the next thing I got was the All Over Face color in Lilac Petal and Pink Lemonade. I love these. I thought I'd like the Lilac Petal better, but I actually like them both equally. Lilac Petal is great for highlighting, for lip color, for a great cream eye color. And as a lip color, it kind of reminds me of how the Champagne Burt's Bees lip shimmer looks on the lips. It has that same light shimmer and iridescent look to it. Well, maybe not iridescent, but very shimmery and light, and it's really pretty. And then the Pink Lemonade is also great for highlighting and as a lip and cheek color as well. It's very pretty. On the lips, these, they're kind of creamy, but they're kind of a matte feeling too, kind of like the feeling of a creamy matte lipstick rather than a lip gloss. I really like both of these. Now, I also got their eyeliner, and I really like that. The eyeliner glides on smoothly, as promised. And I learned about a really cool eyelining technique from Sandy Gold of happyface.com. That's happy with an I. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're clumsy like me, you probably have a hard time putting on a straight line. So instead, try the tight lining technique. Instead of lining on the lid, go underneath and fill in between the lashes. It'll make your lashes look fuller and you won't have this clumsy line on your eyelid. And then if you still want a line on your lid, take some black eyeshadow and an eyeliner brush and line your lids with that, and it'll be easier to apply. And then you'll have the full lashes and the line on the lid, so it'll look good. Now next, there's the Earth and Water Mascara Duo in Black. This is a nice everyday mascara. It gives you soft, full, and defined lashes, so I like this one. Now, I also got their lip brush, and some of the other brushes of theirs that I've gotten I really liked, but I wasn't really impressed with this one. This one isn't as nice as the L'Oreal lip brush I already have. The one I have is nice and flat and tapered with a rounded tip, and it makes lip color easier to apply. The e.l.f. lip brush doesn't have any of these features. It's just kind of there. It's just another run-of-the-mill lip brush. I'd advise you to save your money and buy one of their other brushes instead, and then get a good lip brush somewhere else. Now, after that, I also have the Plumping Lip Glaze in Mauve Berry. Now, right off the bat, I'm going to tell you I didn't like this one. Why? Well, first let me explain this product. The clear undercoat is supposed to shock and plump the lips, while the top coat adds color and moisture. Now, I know from what I've read that plumping glosses are notorious for creating a burning sensation on the lips, but are they notorious for a harsh chemical smell? The smell was awful, and it was starting to make me sick. Has anyone else had this experience with lip plumpers? I bought this because I thought the color sounded pretty, not especially because it was a plumper. Of course, I didn't really notice any difference in my lips at all. The color was pretty. I guess that is the one redeeming thing about this product. Oh well, again, I say save your money and buy one of their other products. Now, overall, I'm very satisfied with my purchase. It was just those two items I didn't particularly care for, but the others were great, and I'll definitely keep buying from this company. Well, I guess that's it this time. Hopefully next time I'll have more information and stuff to share with you, but that's it this time. Feel free to check out my blog. Again, it's at divashop.blogspot.com. And if you got any comments, feedback, questions, whatever, that you'd like to share with me, you can email me at divashop2@gmail.com. That's divashop2@gmail.com. Anywho, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you have a great rest of the week. Bye.